The total eclipse of the sun is this coming Monday, and if you've read much about it, you may have come across mentions of animals behaving strangely when the moon blocks out the sun. So WABE's Molly Samuel checked in with some experts.
Okay, I'm doing some random Googling here, typing eclipse animals into the search bar, and let's see, I see a picture of some cows, there is a dog, birds, whales. It seems like a lot of stories, not a ton of vetted science.
There are some published studies, but most reports of animal behavior change during total solar eclipses or even partial solar eclipses is really anecdotal.
Rebecca Johnson is with the California Academy of Sciences. She says solid scientific studies on animals' responses to eclipses are pretty rare.
It's hard to have a control because eclipses don't happen all the time. They happen very rarely and all over the globe.
I did talk to one scientist who has published a paper on this. Alan Sanborn teaches biology at Barry University, which is in Florida. He studies cicadas, and he happened to be doing fieldwork during an eclipse back in 1991.
We were lucky.
The cicadas you're hearing here are actually from my yard in Atlanta last week, not the kind Sanborn was studying. Anyway, back to his story. It's the summer of 1991. He's in Arizona doing fieldwork. He says on the lucky day, the sun is up. The cicadas have just warmed up enough to start singing, and then there's the eclipse. The moon blocks the sun, the temperature drops, and the cicadas get quiet.
Their body temperatures decreased, and then they couldn't remain active.
The moon moves past the sun and the cicadas.
They warmed up and they continued on with their day.
He says that'll probably happen here in Georgia during the eclipse, too. The cicadas that sing during the day will likely respond to the cooler temperatures and get quiet. On the flip side, there's those cicadas that sing in the evening, and Sanborn says those guys might start up in response to the eclipse. Nikki Belmonte is the executive director of the Atlanta Audubon Society. She says if insects respond to the eclipse, the birds that eat them might too. Little birds called chimney swifts come out in the evening, swooping after bugs.
You could look for what chimney swifts are up to because we have lots of those in Atlanta.
Belmonte says most birds will probably act like it's dusk or just before one of those really big summer storms. As the temperature drops and the wind dies, birds will calm down. They'll stop singing and may come to roost.
My hope is to go to some wetlands, look for some cool birds like spoonbills, which would be rare, or ibises, or all the herons. See if I can't see what they're up to.
What else might be up to something? Frogs and toads. Mark Mandica is the executive director of the Atlanta-based Amphibian Foundation. He dug up a really old study.
August 1932.
There was an eclipse in New England, and toads perked up and started foraging as if it was nighttime.
Spring peepers and gray tree frogs began calling. Yeah, peculiar. I wonder what they were thinking.
Yeah. Mandica says this species mentioned in that old 1932 study live here in Atlanta too, so he plans to keep an ear out. He's curious about what other people find and will collect data through the Metro Atlanta Amphibian Monitoring Project website. There's a bigger initiative to gather stories about animals' responses to the eclipse, and for more on that, we go back to Rebecca Johnson. She coordinates the Citizen Science Program at the California Academy of Sciences.
We're trying to kind of aggregate all of those anecdotes in one place.
And that place is a smartphone app called iNaturalist. Anyone can sign up to share their observations of animals or even plants during the eclipse.
We don't necessarily know what people are going to see, so really we're asking people to be curious and pay attention and think about things that they might not have thought about before.
California Academy of Sciences will share all the information that comes in so researchers can use it for scientific studies. And the next time we all get obsessed with eclipses and how animals respond to them, there'll be a lot more solid and recent data out there. Molly Samuel, WABE News.